I've managed to steal a moment with Tim Smith of the Eden Project, enjoying a cup of tea under a shelter at the moment as we hide from the wind. Tim, a lot of energy, a lot of inspiration in the room. Nobody seemed to be tweeting or doing anything because they were so focused on what you had to say. You know, slides, you were just... it was such a good story. Everybody was focused on you that you didn't need anything else.
I think in this age where we have lots of pictures going on when people talk, I think it distracts people. You know, you want eye contact with people. And I think one of the great things about the technology, for example, that's recording us now, is that you need to use it to work for you rather than you being enslaved by it. I think it's a problem we all face, you know, the kind of heart tremor when the email pings or the text comes in. And actually, I think it distracts people and makes them more and more trivial, because you need to buy time to actually emotionally feel what you think the right thing to do is or the direction you want to go in, as opposed to responding like a Pavlovian dog.
How do you capture in a few paragraphs, because you're going to be called back in for Q&A in a second, what did you share? What would you like to share that you didn't share in the room?
Well, one of the things I do, which I encourage everybody to do, is I accept every third invitation I get unless it clashes with a domestic obligation. And I do that because many of us think we're open-minded, but I remember once reading a gag, which is some open mind should be closed for repair. And I think it's true. You need to put yourself in a position where you are meeting people you didn't know you needed to meet, because a lot of traditional thinking is about telling you that you need to meet the people you need to meet. And actually, magic doesn't come from that. History is all about meeting people in areas that are completely different to yours, that suddenly give you an insight that they're not that different. It's just that they're looking at it through a completely different prism. And that is something that we work on a lot at Eden. I mean, for example, we had a wonderful marriage, if that's the right way of putting it, between John Zeisel, who's the world's number one Alzheimer's expert, and Grimshaw's, our architect, neither of whom thought that they could teach the other much. Both of whom were sort of blown away by the realization that we're all on a journey towards Alzheimer's or something like it, provided we don't get struck by lightning, and that there are design techniques that can be brought into bear which make it, even at our age, places more livable. And they're to do with colourfulness, warmth, the sort of things that we know intuitively are good for us, but actually the beige, the tactile, insensate, are things that actually kill us a little bit. Just like utility, bad design that is purporting to be about function, but that isn't life-affirming, actually kills us just a little bit. Because, of course, one of the things that sessions like this do is that you forget that our human ecology, we are creatures, and we forget our creatureliness and create organisational structures that are mechanistic.
Let's walk towards the tent in case they need you in there. Sounds like you're serendipity farming this meeting of people who you don't necessarily think you're going to have a connection with, and putting yourself in situations where getting this sudden realization that we all need something from this mysteriousness that's in everybody. I use digital tools for this reason. For me, the connecting with people randomly online puts me in some really interesting positions. It's really, really affirming for me to hear someone who doesn't necessarily spend all their time like I do online doing this in what many people are calling real life. Do you see the value of this hyper-connection that we have nowadays?
I do see the value if those that are using the hyper-connection... Sorry.
Finish your sentence.
I see the link, provided that people are discriminating enough to be able to know the difference between background noise and emotional response and reality.
Fantastic, Tim. Thank you very much. See you later. Definitely one of the finer moments of today. Really, really enjoyed sitting there and just absorbing. Sorry if I didn't share anything other than this at the moment. But, of course, if you go to the Do Lectures website or you follow the Do Lectures hashtag from now on, you'll see that the videos are going to be going online, free to access. I'm hoping as well that this year some of the videos will find their way to other online channels like YouTube, so on and so forth. I'm going to grab a cup of tea and let my mind rest on some of the things that Tim said in his talk.